In the besieged city of El Fasher in Sudan's Darfur region, Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, reports that over 130 people have succumbed to the escalating violence, with more than 900 casualties treated in the past fortnight alone. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The conflict, stemming from Sudan's civil war and intensified by clashes between rival groups vying for control, has ravaged the city's infrastructure, leaving hospitals and markets under relentless artillery fire. El Fasher stands as the last major urban stronghold held by Sudan's army amidst a protracted struggle against the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF. The recent surge in violence, particularly on May 10, has prompted dire warnings from global leaders, including UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, who labeled it an alarming new chapter in Sudan's turmoil. MSF's South Hospital, grappling with the influx of casualties, paints a grim picture of the situation, with dwindling supplies and mounting fatalities underscoring the ferocity of the clashes. The medical director of El Fasher's Saudi Hospital echoes this sentiment, describing the relentless bombardment of civilian areas as terrible. Residents, besieged on multiple fronts and cut off from vital supplies, endure unimaginable hardships as they cling to their homes amid the chaos. Despite the looming threat to their safety, many are reluctant to flee, citing treacherous escape routes and a lack of viable alternatives. Moreover, concerns voiced by UN experts over ethnic targeting and the specter of genocide loom large, casting a somber shadow over the region's plight. Alice Wairimundrachu, a special advisor, warns of the growing risk of genocide in Darfur, urging the international community to shift its focus to this overlooked crisis amidst ongoing global conflicts. In the face of such harrowing adversity, the plight of El Fasher serves as a poignant reminder of the urgent need for concerted action to stem the tide of violence and alleviate the suffering of its besieged populace. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.